This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're joined by three Scottish guides, Brian Hay, Anne Doig, and Liz Lister. We're talking about Edinburgh, we're talking about Scotland, and you're welcome to join the conversation. Our phone number is 877-333-7425, and you can email us at radio@ricksteves.com. Olga's calling from Vancouver in Washington. Olga, are you heading off to Scotland?
No, I was there last summer.
Okay, and how was your experience?
It was very nice. We went to the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum. And
now, that's in Glasgow, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a highlight in Glasgow.
And we were surprised at all the wonderful things that were on exhibit. They have so many things from ancient to modern. So armor, Egypt, all the way to Dolly.
Can we get a little bit of insight from our guides here on Kelvin Grove? Because that is one of the must-see sites, I would say, in Glasgow.
It is, yeah.
And definitely.
Why would you go to Kelvin Grove?
Well, there's everything there. I like it for the art, I have to say. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. And there's Rennie Mackintosh furniture as well that I particularly like.
In fact, I remember being happier with my Mackintosh experience there than even at the art school.
Yes, and there's a Mackintosh house as well. Mm-hmm. There's a lot there. Because the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum, there's also the Hunterian, which is the university, and the Hunterian is the Mackintosh House, a complete reconstruction of the Mackintosh House, which he lived in, and you can visit that. That's very modern, so there's a lot there, and there's a lovely park, and the mm-hmm. building's lovely.
The whole, yeah, it's just a beautiful setting. And Liz Lister, when you go to the Kelvin Grove, it's quite diverse. You're going to have modern art, you're going to have ancient exhibits.
I mean, again, this is Victorian. It was Prince Albert that set up the first exhibition.
It's kind of like the Victorian Albert of Glasgow or something.
Exactly. But we have to remember as well that our museums in Scotland are largely free entry to these. So there's such a collection. There's everything from the People's Palace, which gives an idea of how people mm-hmm. lived in Glasgow, the social history. The Burrell Collection is another fantastic collection.
Nice.
So huge wealth.
Olga, when you were in Glasgow, did you feel like it was a comfortable place to be out and about?
Yes. Yes, I did. And one more thing about the museum. One of my favorite parts was a gallery, and they have these floating heads. I would say like 100 floating heads just hanging in this gallery. And I believe they have four different expressions repeated. But it was a sight to see. Mm-hmm. Very modern, but very, very interesting.
It's kind of fun-loving. It's just in that venerable building to have those whimsical heads like mobiles all above you filling the hall.
Yes.
Olga, thanks for your call and your memory of Glasgow.
Thank you very much.
You bet.